I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. With me in our studio today is Scottish singer Carine Polward. Welcome to the program,
Carine. Hello there. Hi.
Now, you're kind of toasted in Scotland as the new voice of traditional Scots music, and we'll talk about your music making in just a second, but can you play us something to start off with, just see what you are all about?
Sure, I'll sing a song for you called The Dreadful End of Mariana for Sorcery. It's a ballad, and ballads tend to be quite long, so I'll just give a little snippet of it to give you a flavour of it.
Great.
I've written it myself, but it's based on a kind of old storytelling form. So it goes like this. Mariana, oh, the how was a young lassie wi gowden hair, sweet and honest, true and bonny, and lover of one John Sinclair. Mariana met the factor at the dawning, at the fold, and he said, lie with me now, Mariana, and you will not want for gold. Well, I thank you for your offer, but I fear it cannae be. I'm in lie with John Sinclair, for he's the only one for me. So the factor, sore affronted, whispered evil of her name. Every sorrow and misfortune, 'twas Mariana was to blame. And then the story continues, and it's a bit of a kind of...
Can you give away the end without spoiling it?
Well, you can't. It's called The Dreadful End of Mariana for Sorcery, so it kind of gives the game away.
Okay, she does.
But exactly. Yeah. But it's kind of pinched from the kind of old Scots ballad form, so there's really strong characters. It's like a little mini-movie. Usually bad things befall people.
Well, it's kind
in
of
ballads.
Interesting why you chose why you chose this old form to tell this story. I mean, you wrote this song, as you said
did.
A moment ago.
I think I'm so obsessed with ballads. Ballads are my favourite kind of traditional song form because they've got such strong stories, and even though they're hundreds and hundreds of years old, the human emotions and the stories are essentially the same stories that you tell on this programme every day. They're kind of like abbreviated news, so to me they're the forerunners of documentary programming.
And what's interesting, too, is that, okay, The Dreadful End of Mariana for Sorcery is kind of stereotypical when it comes to these ballads, these tales. But
sure.
Then you also write songs about the massacre at Srebrenica in the Balkans. You write songs about rural development in Africa and sex trafficking. Why use the tradition to craft these songs with these new topics?
I think because there's an economy and simplicity about the way that the language gets used in traditional music. You manage to pack a lot of action into a very short space of time. And I think the reason those songs have survived so well is that there is no extraneous information in any of those songs, and I think that gives it a certain kind of power. In an age where we're constantly exposed to visual media, there's something about being drawn into the bones of a story that's quite powerful.
Let's get another example of one of those types of songs that you've written. You've got a tune called Fire Thief, which is about HIV/AIDS.
Yeah, and I wrote this for a documentary series in Britain. And this song is based on interviews with a woman who'd lost her son, Michael, to AIDS. And he had a form of dementia that came with the illness. And she said that she felt he'd gone to a place where she couldn't follow him. And I thought that was very powerful. So I've used an old ballad form again to tell a very simple, abbreviated version of the story. But it's called Fire Thief.
Who stole the heart of my bonny laddie? All alone and alone, and left me another lad in his body, down where I cannot go, down where I cannot follow. And who stole the light from my laddie's eyes? All alone and alone, and left me another lad in disguise, down where I cannot go, down where I cannot follow. And who stole the words from my laddie's tongue? All alone and alone, and left me a wrinkle of skin and bone, down where I cannot go, down where I cannot follow. Who stole today? And we stole tomorrow and left me with nothing but dool and sorrow, but dool and sorrow. Of the fire thief, all alone and alone-y-o, but you can't grow a tree from a fallen leaf down where I cannot go, down where I cannot go, down where I cannot follow.
Wow. I mean, I don't follow British Isles music that much, but I see what all the fuss is about.
I mean, I apologize for the fact that the ones I'm talking about today are relatively dark, and you don't have to write dark songs if you're a...
I like dark music.
If you're a folk singer.
Dark is good. I'm wondering how you feel about the label folk singer, because that does seem to be how you often get classified.
Yeah, I mean, I think it has slightly different resonances in the US than it does in Scotland or the UK. But personally, I feel a little more connected to what might be called a folk singer on this side of the water. So I love singers like John Prine and Gillian Welsh. And, you know, there's a really strong US and Canadian folk singer tradition of social commentary, and that really appeals to me. But what I have that's kind of, I suppose, a little more ethnically distinct is I have this whole pool of Scottish traditional music to draw on as well.
Well, how about taking us out with one more tune today, Corinne? How about a tune called Daisy?
Yep, Daisy, I wrote, it's inspired by the dilemmas of modern-day parenthood and how to make sense of this complicated world.
Are you
to very,
a
very
mom?
Small people. I am, yeah. And it's a tricky business trying to explain why everybody's not good and kind to each other all the time.
That's
so that's the sentiment. This is called Daisy.
Well, I'll thank you now for joining us, and then you'll serenade us out.
Thank
Corinne
you very much.
Polward from Scotland, very nice to speak with you.
Thank you. Darling, don't spread your arms so wide. Why don't you keep a little something inside? I know you think that hands are made for pulling us through, but there are people in this world who don't think like you do.
You can see a video of Corinne Polward singing Daisy at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.
You keep a few more cards in your house.